Please be seated. As we begin the sacrament of holy baptism and confirmation into the body of Christ, the United Methodist Church, and this local church, First United Methodist Church. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Confirmation is a benchmark in that journey. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge that God is doing what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Confirmation is an opportunity for our youth to say yes to what you have taught them, to say yes to the Christian example that you have shown them, and to say yes to God in their life through Jesus Christ.
I present three for baptism and confirmation. Lydia Tennessee Antweiler. Jonna Lynn Hoover. Chelsea Brianne Lester. I present eight for confirmation. Paul Robert Bartlett Dirks. Christian Patrick Dockery. Sterling Arthur Carr. Kenton Herford McGraw III. Emma Courtney Schroeder. Samantha Sue Spencer. Tyler Matthew Summers. Ashley Nicole Wynn.
Please come forward at this time. Did you find your place? All right. Because of my head, I cannot get in the way of the screen, so. I want you to pay attention to the confirmands, not the glow off my head. Confirmands, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Together? There we go. Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise daily and in every situation to serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, what race, or what social standing? Amen. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Will the parents and guardians, will the families of these confirmands please stand at this time if you are able? Do you, as parents and guardians and families of these confirmands, promise to keep and support your confirmand and give your time and your protection, your guidance and your love, providing them with continuing opportunities in the church to explore their growing relationship with God? I do. Amen. Church community, if you are able, would you please stand at this time? Those who have a spiritual heritage with these confirmands, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church community, promise to help and support these youth and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing them with God's continuing opportunities to explore their growing relationship with God? Please respond.